Now, when I read this book and looked at these amazing images, when I was finished, I felt like I'd been on a kind of deep and changing journey. So is that what you feel you've done together?
Absolutely. And I think, I think to have, I view Michael as my brother, and to be joined by my brother in this and his gift. And, you know, the images exist in words in one way, and they exist in the drawings in a very different way. And to have that play back and forth, it's just, I don't know, it's just beyond.
Now, you've both collaborated with other artists in many ways. I mean, Roger, you appeared in the film version of The Jew and the Lotus. And Michael, you've collaborated with other writers. What is collaboration now something you feel you really have to have in your artistic life?
I think one can have both. I think that, you know, you're always essentially alone as an artist. It's amazing when you meet your brother. And the thing about it, which is exactly how I feel with Roger, so it's both collaboration and it's something that's, to use a Yiddish word, beshared. It actually completes yourself. But the amazing thing about it is it's exactly like a dream. In a dream, there's no rules as to who you're going to meet. If you're walking down the street, you can only meet a specific person that happens to be on that street. But if you're in a dream world, anything can happen. You can meet someone from anywhere, anytime, and connect on any level. So collaboration in art, like what Roger and I did, is really actually revitalizing our dream world during our daytime.
Oh, nice. It's made me very happy in a dark, deep kind of way. You know what I mean? Oh,
right. Because I think the dream space has to have both light and darkness. I mean, in a simple sense, so does any drawing, obviously, to create form and volume. But deeper, that the sense that if we try to have only the light, only the happy, only the upbeat, there's really no rhythm. Mm-hmm. You know, you need a downbeat. You need the dark. So this, and then to have Michael, then that was already happening for me in the poems, but then to have Michael join in, and then we're playing back and forth, it's like a quartet, I guess.
Uh-huh. And you do music as well, Roger. You started performing. Can you imagine performing some of these poems?
Yes. I've done it. My songwriting partner, Anna Byers, who's a musician in Baton Rouge, and I created a bunch of songs from the poems. And actually, in the book, they're kind of subtly marked by little musical notes at the bottom of the page.
Okay.
In fact, actually, this particular poem I read is also a song. Mm-hmm. And in that case, working with Anna and working with my own tunes sometimes, I let the music edit the poems. So the poems come out differently when the music edits them and responds to them. So it's more compressed. It's just different.
So to die next to you is a multimedia experience in many ways.
It's intended to be.
Yes. Okay.
Absolutely.
Will there be a CD too?
I don't know. Oh. That would be great. I want to mention that Michael is also a musician, actually a very accomplished one, and he plays a lot of called avant-garde music in New York area. So.
Wow.
Yeah, I see actually doing a lot of music with these poems, too. So with Roger reading, I think, more than singing. But, singing is great, too. But my vision of it was weaving in and out of a lot of music. So.
Well, we'll have to get you down here. So.
Yeah,
we want to create a show with the songs and with Michael playing and reading and the whole thing. And, of course, being able to see the images. So that's going to happen one way or the other.
And then we'll all go home and dream such dreams. It will be amazing, don't you think?
I hope so.
I think so.